Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 12, Text 16. The chapter entitled Dhritarashtra's Glorious Death. Please repeat after me. Vaishyamang Nirjitang Shatru. Vaishyamang Nirjitang Shatru. Vriknayudha Bhujang Mridhe. Vriknayudha Bhujang Mridhe. Ghatamanang Jathashakti. Ghatamanang Jathashakti. Tab Prana Jihirshaya. Tava prana jihirshaya. Pashyamang nirjitang shatru. Vriknayudho bhujang mridhe. Ghatamanang jathashakti. Tava prana jihirshaya. Pashyamang nirjitang shatru. Vriknayudho bhujang mridhe. Ghatamana ghatamanam yathashakti. Tabo prana jihirshaya. Ashvang nirjitang shatru. Vriknayudho bhujang mridhe. Ghatamanam yathashakti. Tabo prana jihirshaya. Vishvang nirjitang shatru. Vriknayudho bhujang mridhe. Ghatamanam yathashakti. Tabo prana jihirshaya. Pashyamang nirjitang shatru. Vriknayudho bhujang mridhe. Ghatamanam yathashakti. Tavo prana jihirshaya. Pashyamang nirjitang shatru. Vriknayudho bhujang mridhe. Ghatamanam yathashakti. Tava prana jihirshaya. Mataji. Vaishyamang nirjitang shatru. Vriknayudho bhujang mridhe. Ghatamanam yathashakti. Tava prana jihirshaya. Anybody else? Word meaning. Pashya, look. Mam, at me. Nirjitam, already defeated. Shatru, O enemy. Vrikna, cut off. Ayudha, my weapon. Bhujam, and my arm. Mridhe, in this fight. Ghatamanam, still trying. Jathashakti, according to my ability. Tava, of you. Prana, the life. Jihirshaya, with the desire to take away. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. O my enemy, just look at me. I have already been defeated, for my weapon and arm have been cut to pieces. You have already overwhelmed me, but nonetheless, with a desire to kill you, I am trying my best to fight. I am not at all morose, even under such adverse conditions. Therefore, you should give up your moroseness and continue fighting. Purport. Vritrasura was so great and powerful that in effect he was acting as the spiritual master of Indra. Although Vritrasura was on the verge of defeat, he was not at all affected. He knew that he was going to be defeated by Indra, and he voluntarily accepted that. But since he was supposed to be Indra's enemy, he tried his best to kill Indra. Thus he performed his duty. One should perform his duty under all circumstances, even though one may know what the result will be. So here we see how a pure devotee acts. In Srimad Bhagavatam we get so many demonstrative examples, demonstration of the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has instructed Arjuna, and many of these instructions are more or less abstract, just instruction, advice. But Srimad Bhagavatam is full of narrations which demonstrates those instructions. In Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, Krishna advised Arjuna, Sukhe dukhe same kritva labha labhu jaya jayo tato juddhayo jujjasya naivam papam abapshasi. Sukhe dukhe same kritva. Be equal minded in happiness or in distress. Sukhe dukhe same kritva labha labhu jaya jayo. In loss or in gain, a devotee should be equal-minded, not disturbed under any circumstances. Labha labhu jaya jayu. Equal-minded in victory and loss, defeat. A devotee is equal-minded either in victory or in defeat. Labha labhu jaya jayu. Tato juddhaya jujjasya. Just fight for the fighting sake, just for duty, like a duty. Naivam papam avapshasi. If you work in that way, you will never incur sin. So this is Krishna consciousness, pure Krishna consciousness. So here we see that Vritrasura is comparatively is more Krishna conscious than Indra. Although Indra is supposed to be by birth he is in a higher position, he is a demigod. Is the king of demigod. And Vritrasura, apparently, externally, by birth, he is an asura, he is a demon. But if we see the level of consciousness, Vritrasura's consciousness is so high that Srila Prabhupada commented that he is actually here acting as Indra's spiritual master. Indra is confused and bewildered. But Vritrasura, even though he lost both of his arms and he knew that he will be defeated by Indra, because he knows that Indra has got thunderbolt, and that was instructed by Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, that thunderbolt was made from sage Dadhichi. And it was meant to kill Vritrasura. So Vritrasura knew all this information. But still, and practically also he lost both of his arms. But still, he is happy. He is happy. He is not affected. So whatever Krishna instructed in Bhagavad Gita, that under all circumstances, either in happiness or in distress or in loss or gain or victory or defeat, under all circumstances you be equal minded. So we see the best example here, Vritrasura. His condition is so adverse But still, he is not morous. This is the effect of pure Krishna consciousness. The Krishna conscious person is never morous. He never feels morous. Under any circumstances, he is blissful, he is happy. And I am requested to speak something on Jagannath also, because the Ratha Jatra period is going on. So I like to tell few narrations on Jagannath's pastime. I don't know other devotees what they told last few days. I may overlap, I may repeat the same story because I was not present here. As in some other place. Still, if it overlaps, no problem, because Lord's narration, Lord's pastimes is always blissful. So I like to tell a story of a Jagannath devotee, Jagannath's pure devotee. His name is Mahanti. I don't know if this story is told here. Bandhu Mahanti. I have chosen this story because it has some relation with this verse. This verse teaches us that we should be equal-minded under all circumstances. A devotee knows that everything is Krishna's mercy. Why he is equal-minded under all circumstances? Because he knows, in one side, he knows everything is Krishna's mercy. If there is some pain, it is for my benefit. If there is some happiness, that is also for my benefit. That is also Krishna's mercy. Everything is Krishna's mercy. So in that way he is equal-minded. And he is equal-minded because he knows that I am not the body. So whatever happiness or distress comes, it is related to body only. Prabhupada gave the example of dry stool and liquid stool. Stool is stool. So I may tell, oh, this dry stool is better than the liquid stool. So whatever material comfort we enjoy in this material world, still we are not free from birth, old age, disease and death. Even if we go to heaven, we may say, oh, heaven is better than earth. But still, the problems of earthly planets are present in heaven. Abrahma, Bhavana, Loka, Punaravartina, Arjuna. Everywhere there is suffering, everywhere there is old age, death and disease. So, that's why devotee is equal-minded under all circumstances. He knows this external happiness and unhappiness is, practically speaking, it is all the same. Daite bhadra bhadra gyan sab mano dharma. This is only mental concoction, a mental illusion that I am happy, I am unhappy. If a culprit, an imprisoned person, if he is in a comfortable situation in the prison and another culprit is not comfortable, but all the same, because they are in prison, their mind, their heart is crying for their family. A person may be in a very comfortable condition in prison, but his heart is crying for his family. Similarly, a devotee, his heart is crying for Krishna. So he doesn't mind whether, rather he prefers distress. Because he knows the more distress I get, the more quickly I can prepare myself to quit this dirty place. Otherwise, the more comfort I get in prison, if I get maximum comfort, I may be illusioned that I'll never leave this prison. I like to stay in this prison. And this is what happening in our life generally. We want to enjoy this prison. So if there is little comfort, we forget that so many miseries are waiting for us. So this so-called comfort makes us forget that unlimited miseries, unlimited birth, death, diseases and old age are waiting for us. So that we forget due to this so-called comfortable, so-called material happiness. And we should not forget our actual target. So that's why, in a real sense, miseries are more preferable, because they will strike us, they will remind us that you should get out from here. And that's why devotee prefers miseries. Vipadaha santuta shasya tatra tatra jagat guru. Oh my dear Lord, let those miseries come again and again, because I am more benefited from these miseries. It is philosophically correct, but practically very difficult to digest. Very difficult to follow. Kunti Devi says, oh, let the miseries come, but it is very difficult for us to imitate Kunti Devi. But still, at least philosophically, we must understand that for a devotee, so-called material happiness or distress, all the same. They neither invite happiness nor invite distress, but whatever comes out of it, out of their own accord, they are happy. Jadriccha labha santushta. They are always happy under all circumstances. Their only target is to go back to God, go back to Godhead. That is their only target. So the story of Bandhu Mahanti is like that there was a poor beggar. He was a devotee of Lord Jagannath. And he was maintaining his family. He has two daughters and one son. And he was maintaining his family by begging. But once upon a time, it so happened that there was a famine. There was no rain. The climate was so bad. There was a drought and there was no vegetation. And even he could not get alms. He could not beg because there was no rice. So they were passing their days in a very miserable condition. They could not get their daily food. The children were crying. The wife was crying. So then wife suggested to her husband that she asked, you don't have any friends who can give you some help, some support? So Bandhu Mahanti replied, no, I don't have any relatives or I don't have any friends. At least I don't have anyone who can support me. So then he told, but I have a friend. I have a very good friend. Actually he was thinking of Jagannath. But he is staying far away from here. I have to go to him and ask for some favor. If I go to him, I am sure he will help me. So then the wife started pushing her husband, please go quickly, because if we stay here, all of us will die out of starvation. So then Bandhu Mahanti very happily accepted his wife's advice, because he was very much eager to see Lord Jagannath in Puri. So then he started walking and walking, then finally he reached Puri. But when he was trying to enter, he was not allowed to enter into the main gate. Time is so short, very quickly time passes. Sorry. So he was not allowed to enter into the temple. So he went to the eastern side and he just have a darshan of Lord Jagannath from outside. Then he went to the southern side and he was taking rest there. But because all of them were hungry, the children were crying, the wife was crying, and the cooks of Jagannath temple, they were throwing some water mixed with rice. It is called peja. Peja means when they cook rice, the water becomes thickens with the dust from rice. So that water they throw. In Bengal this is called fena, and in Orissa it is called peja. So they throw this peja. So he collected some of those liquid substance, and generally it is this thing is eaten by cow. So because they were very hungry, they drank this peja. And in this way, somehow or other, they, mitigated their hunger. So then the wife asked, where is your friend? You told that you have a friend. Where is your friend? So Bandhu Mahanti replied, today my friend is very busy because many relatives have come to visit him. So maybe tomorrow we'll try to meet him. So because all of them are very tired, they slept. And in the midnight, Jagannath, you know, he could not sleep because he knew that this person, he considers me as his best friend. So my best friend has come to my house and he's not served properly. So Jagannath could not sleep. So Jagannath entered into the kitchen and he took his own golden plate made with real gold, and on that plate he collected so many varieties of delicious prasadam, and he came to Bandhu Mahanti, who was sleeping along with his family members. So Jagannath, he came in a disguise, in a form of a priest, and he started calling, Bandhu Mahanti. So Bandhu Mahanti heard his name. Then he thought, there are so many persons in the same name, so maybe he is calling somebody else. Then Jagannath again called, Bandhu Mahanti from Jajpur. Jajpur is the name of his village. So I am waiting for you here with prasadam. Please come and take your prasadam. So then Bandhu Mahanti understood, oh, he is calling, really he is calling me, because he mentioned the name of my village. So then Bandhu Mahanti went to meet that priest and he took that golden plate. So that priest told, who was actually Jagannath, he told, okay, you eat peacefully, I'll collect the plate later on. So after telling this, Jagannath disappeared. And Bandhu Mahanti, he took the plate and he called all his, children and wife, and shared the prasadam. It was very nice, tasty prasadam. And after eating, he went to give back the plate, but the priest was not there. So then Bandhu Mahanti thought, okay, tomorrow morning I'll find out that priest and I'll give it back. So he just covered that plate with some cloth and he slept. Early in the morning, at the time of Mangal Arati, the pujari entered into kitchen and he was searching for the golden plate, and the plate was missing. So they immediately informed the king, because in those days king was the main in charge of the temple. And king called police and told, you see, only the pujaris are entering into kitchen, nobody else enter into kitchen. So I suspect all the pujaris of Jagannath temple. So you first try to investigate among the pujaris. So the police, they came and they arrested all the pujaris. And they started beating the pujaris. You are the only person who enters into the kitchen, nobody else. But they did not steal the plate. So they were crying and they were angry also, that actually some thief has stolen this golden plate and the police are unnecessarily harassing us. So next day morning, someone found that golden plate with Bandhu Mahanti. It was shining, you know, although he covered, but some portion was shown, and through sunlight, you know, it was shining very brilliantly. So then they captured Bandhu Mahanti and they informed king and informed police, and police came and they started beating Bandhu Mahanti, and also the pujaris, the priest, everyone started beating Bandhu Mahanti. Because the priests are very angry. They were previously beaten unnecessarily. So then Bandhu Mahanti understood. Sukhe dukhe same kritva labha labhu jaya jayo. Today's verse, Pritrasura. He, under all circumstances, he is doing his duty and he never lost his Krishna consciousness. So Bandhu Mahanti took it like Krishna's mercy. Although his children and wife was very unhappy, they knew that Bandhu Mahanti cannot do that. But still, due to some, you know, unknown reason, Bandhu Mahanti thought, it is my own karma. So he accepted that punishment and he was then arrested and imprisoned. Mandu Mahanti was kept in prison. So his wife and children, they were crying whole day. At night, the king had a dream. Jagannath appeared to king and asked, "So when some friend come to your house, what do you do? Do you keep him starving or you give him some food?" "No, I must give him some food if he's my real friend," the king replied. So Jagannath replied, "He's my real friend, the Bandhu Mahanti whom you arrested and put in prison. He's my real friend and he came to my house. So I served him prasadam in my own plate. And it is also not your plate, it is my plate, my prasadam I served. So why you beat him and why you put him into prison? Tomorrow morning go to him, ask forgiveness, wash his feet, dress him, do abhishek. Otherwise I'll destroy your whole family." So Jagannath threatened him like this. "You put him a turban, tomorrow morning you go and worship him, do abhishek and put him a turban as a symptom of respect." So then king understood he did a mistake because he was the person who ordered to do so. So next morning he called all the ministers and his friends and he himself went to the prison and he opened the prison door and he offered his obeisances to Bandhu Mahanti and he asked forgiveness and he told, "My life is successful simply by seeing you. You are such a great devotee that Lord Jagannath personally served prasadam to you and he personally came to me in my dream and he instructed me to take care of you, not only for one day but for whole life." So then king did abhishek to Bandhu Mahanti and he made arrangement. He gave him a house, permanent house near Jagannath temple, and he gave him a service and he ordered all the priests and all the authorities of temple that every day he is fooding, lodging, clothing, everything should be supplied. Whatever he needs, he should be supplied along with his family members. So in this way, Lord Jagannath, he reciprocated his friendship of a poor Brahmin, a poor devotee. So that I was prepared with so many stories. I was thinking I'll tell at least three pastimes of Lord Jagannath. But even one pastime, I told in brief, took my time. So sorry. So please, if you have any comment or question, you can, or correction, please welcome. You're welcome. Do you have any question or comment? No question, no comment? Okay. Sadhana Mataji. Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Can I stop? Time is over. Another story? Okay, I tell another story. I think all of you know many of these stories. And this story which I am going to tell now is short, but I think it is a well-known story, everyone knows this. One day, a priest of Jagannath, from Jagannath Puri, he went to near Vrindavan, that city of temple. What is that place? Near Vrindavan, there is a city of temple. I forgot the name just now. Where all the palaces are there made by kings. What pur? Yapur, Sampur. Jaipur, sorry, I see. In Jaipur, yeah. So, the priest went to visit the king of Jaipur. And he took some gift and donation from different person, from king also. And the princess, the daughter of the king, was thinking to give some gift to that priest for Jagannath. So she was thinking, I'll select some gift. I'll give Jagannath some gift which he doesn't have. So what thing Jagannath doesn't have? Jagannath has everything. Jagannath is the proprietor of everything. If you give him most costly thing, Jagannath is the proprietor of all costly things, everything of this planet and of this universe and of his creation. So she was thinking, what thing I can give Jagannath that Jagannath doesn't have? I must give Jagannath something which he doesn't have. So what thing he doesn't have? What thing he doesn't have? Yeah. So she wrote a letter, very nice Sanskrit letter, a verse, and she put in that verse in a box, small box, and she gave it to the priest who came to collect a donation. So the priest thought, because she is the princess, she must have put something very costly in that box, and it was locked. So he was carrying that box, but he was worried, he was, you know, feeling some anxiety. What is there inside this box? I must see what is there. It must be a very costly thing, you know. So he broke the lock and he found a piece of paper written in Sanskrit. He thought, oh, this is what? This princess is very miser. What she gave, only a little piece of paper. At least with this paper she could give something. So he threw this paper and he came back to Puri. And in the midnight he had a dream. Jagannath appeared in his dream. So, why you have thrown that paper? You know, what costly thing, what valuable things you have dropped. Go back just now and collect that paper. So anyway, so when he, I think I forgot the story a little bit. When he entered into the temple, he found that paper already. Already the paper was there sticking on Jagannath's chest. So he was surprised how that paper, you know, he already threw that paper on the road. How it came and it was sticking on Jagannath's chest. So he took that paper and he showed to some scholar what is written there. So it was written that, Jagannath, you have got everything. You are the proprietor of everything in this world, but you do not have one thing. That is your mind and heart. That you have lost when you left Vrindavan. When you left Vrindavan, you had given your mind to the gopis. So your mind is stolen by gopis and you do not have mind because it is already stolen. So now I want to give my mind to replace your stolen property. So in this way, the princess wanted to give her heart and mind to Lord Jagannath because he has everything but he doesn't have mind. He doesn't have mind means mind is stolen by the gopis. So which is stolen, it is lost. Stolen means lost. So in this way, that princess replaced Jagannath's stolen property. Thanks. Another story I was thinking to speak, but I think that is a little longer. That is longer. So I don't know if you permit, then I don't have a problem. I do not have any problem. See, this story shows that how humbly that princess offered her mind to Jagannath and Jagannath accepted. Although there was monetarily, there was nothing, there was no gems, no jewel, no money, but just a paper, Jagannath accepted so happily. But there is another opposite story. One rich man, you know, full of pride, he came to Puri and he asked, who is this? So the priest replies, this is Jagannath, Lord of the world. Oh, so he must be very rich because he himself was rich. So he wanted to challenge Jagannath. He thought, okay, I'll see either whether you are rich or I am rich. So he asked, so what does he eat every day? So the priest replied, he eats some, you know, 56 items, these, that, rice, dal, chapatis. So how much it cost? Oh, it cost like, say, I forgot, say for example 10,000 rupees. In those days money was more, you know, valuable, more costly. So only 10,000 rupees. So how can be Jagannath? Jagannath means very rich. I think he is a very poor person. Okay, I give you 1 lakh rupees. That proud businessman, he told, I'll give you 1 lakh rupees. 1 lakh rupees means how many million? 10 million? 1 million means? Huh? Oh, sorry. So 1 lakh means in American language, 1 lakh?
$1,600.
Oh. 11,000, 10,000. Oh, not now, not big amount, but in those days it was really big amount. So can you make only one item? Only one item, not two. Only one item with this 10,000 rupees. So Pujaris told, okay, we'll try. So then they were thinking, they called a meeting. With this 10,000 rupees we have to cook only one item. We cannot cook two. Because only on this condition he donated. And we have to offer this item to Jagannath. So somebody told, okay, let us cook kheer, you know, condensed milk. But they realized even with 100 rupees they can offer so much condensed milk to Jagannath. So then somebody told, okay, let us offer him some sweets. So they realized even if they spend 500 rupees, Jagannath, you know, so much sweet they can purchase in those days. So they could not manage to spend this money only for one item, you know. They are thinking in this way and that way, but they could not spend it. I mean, they could not make any plan. So then they approached Jagannath. Jagannath, you please solve the problem. This rich, proud man, he donated 10,000 rupees and he told us to spend this to cook only one item. And in our brain, we could not make out what is that one item. So then Jagannath, I don't know, either in dream or directly, he instructed them, you tell him to offer me one betel leaf decorated with some spice. So then the priest became more surprised. We are thinking of so much condensed milk, so much sweet, and what Jagannath is telling, only one betel leaf. Pan, you know, only one pan he wants to eat with that 10,000 rupees. So then, what spices you prefer? They asked Lord Jagannath. Okay, tell him to mix some gajamoti. Gajamoti is a gem found in the head of an elephant. Gajamoti, you know. And generally, it is very rare, you know, just like, you know, musk in the navel of deer. This gajamoti is very rare substance. Maybe if you search among millions of elephants, rarely any elephant may have that gem, you know, gajamoti. So then they came to that businessman and told that, Jagannath suggested that you offer him a betel leaf, a piece of pan, with gajamoti. So then the businessman, he went to different market to find out gajamoti, and they told it is not available here. If you go to Africa, there are many forests and there are many jungles and you can find many elephants there. If you kill some millions of elephants, maybe one gajamoti you can find. So then he realized that I'm unfit to feed Jagannath even with one pan. I have no right to offer Jagannath even a single piece of pan. I am so poor, I am so beggar. So Jagannath made him realize that, before he was thinking, I am Jagannath. So Jagannath made him realize that you are not Jagannath. So these two stories are diametrically opposite. In one story, that princess, she offered only a paper, but with love and devotion, and Jagannath accepted with eagerness. And this proud businessman, he offered a big donation, so-called big donation, but for Jagannath it is nothing. Okay, thank you very much. Okay. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Samavata Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani ki, Nitai Gaur Pramanande, Hari Hari Bol.